Well, that's it for this year's Dunwich Dynamo for me. It's actually Monday morning now. I'd intended to do a kind of final look back audio boo on the Sunday afternoon, evening, perhaps on the train back, but I was pretty knackered actually. And by the time I got home about 7 o'clock, I thought, well, I'll just have a little snooze just to revive myself before having something to eat. And I slept clean through till 9 o'clock this morning, so a good 13 hours of sleeping, and I feel pretty fine now. It was an excellent ride in many ways. My high points are probably these. The weather, it was lovely at the pub on the park, milling around with everybody, and then we had a beautiful warm ride through the night, absolutely dry until the dawn when a little bit of rain came down. A beautiful swim on the beach. The waters were still and pretty warm, and that was extremely restorative. Oh no, it's now pouring in the garden. Another high point was a particular moment going through the blackest part of the night where I decided to put on the headphones and I was listening to Trans Europa Express by Kraftwerk, and just at the moment, at the start of the track called Abzug, where you get this kind of very isolated electronic bleeping, going did-did-did-did-did-did-did, I just went into this downhill through an archway of trees, and it was absolutely black, and my lights on the front were illuminating the road ahead, and I was flying downhill, and I really did feel like the man machine. Low points, I guess the food stop was pretty chaotic. I was glad to have brought my own food, and so I was able to sit down and have a picnic and a cup of tea without too much queuing. The rain on the beach, that was not great. And then the fact that I continued my ride on down the coast to Harwich was definitely a high point. But the fact that I didn't pack any sun cream was a low point. And so I'm a little bit frazzled today on the face, and that's not so good. Next time, Dunwich Dynamo, definitely pack the sun cream. Add that to the picnic and the sleeping bag and the poncho. And yeah, I'll be all set. Well, next year, Dunwich Dynamo 18, and I'll hopefully be there. And hopefully so will more people making their little audio boos for the bike show. Right, my 3 minutes is approaching, so I'll sign out for now. That was the Dunwich Dynamo, number 17, 2009 edition.